Pinocchio went on crying and moaning and beating his head. Again and again he called to his little friend, when suddenly he heard heavy steps approaching. He looked up and saw two tall carabineers near him.
"What are you doing stretched out on the ground?" they asked Pinocchio.
"I'm helping this schoolfellow of mine."
"Has he fainted?"
"I should say so," said one of the carabineers, bending to look at Eugene.
"This boy has been wounded on the temple. Who has hurt him?"
"Not I,"
stammered the Marionette, who had hardly a breath left in his whole body.
"If it wasn't you, who was it then?"
"Not I," repeated Pinocchio.
"And with what was he wounded?"
"With this book,"
and the Marionette picked up the arithmetic text to show it to the officer.
"And whose book is this?"
"Mine."
"Enough. Not another word. Get up as quickly as you can and come along with us."
"But I..."
"Come with us."
Before starting out, the officers called out to several fishermen passing by in a boat and said to them,
"Take care of this little fellow who has been hurt. Take him home and bind his wounds. Tomorrow we'll come after him."
They then took hold of Pinocchio, and putting him between them, said to him in a rough voice,
"March, and go quickly, or it will be the worse for you."